This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
We've got Kate on the line. Kate, hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, Kate.
What's going on this fine morning, Kate? Are you getting blown off by somebody?
I am.
Oh, no.
I am, and I'm super, like, sad about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's annoying.
Well, no one's ever happy about it.
No, never. And I'm not used to it. So, yeah, I'm totally being blown off, and I don't know why.
Okay. Well, what can you tell us about the guy who's doing the blowing off? Can you tell us his name?
I went out with this guy named Ryan.
Okay, that's good.
We totally hung out. We had a great time, you know. We spent the whole day together, you know. We spent all night together, and then I just didn't hear from him anymore.
You spent all day together, and you spent all night together?
Yeah.
You guys hooked up?
We totally hooked up.
Okay.
Where did you meet this guy?
Well, to me, it seemed like, you know, we had a good time, so I expected to hear from him again, and I haven't. It's like, wow.
Mm. How long has it been since your hookup?
This is the thing. I haven't heard from him in a week.
Oh.
And, you know, what's strange to me is, like, you know, I was hanging out with my friends. I was hanging out with some of my girlfriends. You know, we were having drinks, having a good time. And this guy, you know, he just keeps staring at me, trying to get my attention. And I was ignoring him, like, leave me alone, leave me alone.
Right.
But he just kept going. And when I finally, you know, took a minute to look at him, I was like, okay, it's kind of cute, you know. So, you know, I opened up and, you know, we exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, then we met up and we hung out and we hooked up and everything. So, you know, I thought I was doing this the way things are supposed to go.
Right.
You
so
know,
he
I
was
bothered initially, but then I decided to give him a chance.
Right.
You know, and now it's like he's vanished.
So he's the one who pursued you and now you're like, what the hell?
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not the type that, you know, goes out of my way to get guys, you know, attention. You know, if he was working that hard to get mine, so I felt like, okay, I'll give him a chance.
Right.
All right. So that's really interesting. So when you went out on your date, where did he take you? He took you out to dinner? Or he took you out?
Yeah, we went out to dinner, you know.
Right.
Had a great time, had good conversation.
And then you spent the night together?
Yeah, we ended up spending the night together. And I didn't feel like, you know, it felt right. You know,
right.
It felt like it was okay.
And how did you leave it with him? Did you leave it like, did you get in a fight or something in the morning? Did he?
Not at all. Not at all. He has my number. I mean, he called me once afterwards, but since then, I have not heard from him at all.
Okay. You didn't bring any live animals on your date, did you? Because just
no, I'm not that adventurous. I promise. Two of us.
All right. Well, that is weird. All right. Well, why don't we call him up here in just a minute? And do you have his number?
I do.
But you haven't tried calling him or texting him or anything?
No, because, you know, I just feel like, you know, the girl is supposed to wait for the guy to call her to ask her out again. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're really interested, that's what you do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
So, do you think this might be like a hit it and quit it situation? Like, you know, he maybe got what he wanted and now, because I'll be honest with you, we do this a lot. And I know that's the first thing people are going to call up and say, why did she give it up so fast?
Right.
I hope not. You know, I mean, he seemed like a nice guy. The conversation flowed very well.
Yeah.
We really had a good time, and, you know, I felt like the chemistry was there. So I really hope that's not the case.
All right.
Yeah.
Me too. Let's give him a call now and try to find out, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Ryan.
Yes.
What's up, man? It's Mark K and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, hey, are we on the radio?
Is that okay? Can we talk to you live on the radio?
Sure. Why? Did I win something or something like that?
Wouldn't that be cool?
How cool would it be if you
won
something?
That would be really freaking cool.
You totally didn't know.
We're actually calling you about a girl named Kate that you know that you hung out with and you went out with once.
Who?
Kate.
Kate, you met her at a restaurant and then you went out and then you slept with her and then you never called her again?
Yeah, why didn't you call her back? Do you have a reason?
I mean, honestly, the reason is Kate is more into her phone than into me. She's not into me. She's into her phone. As simple as that.
She's into her phone.
Well,
like,
what do you mean?
Like, okay, so I, you know, I saw her at a restaurant. I thought she was, you know, really cute, and we went out on a date, and the whole time she was like Instagram and Facebook and texting, Snapchatting, like the entire time.
Sounds like a great woman.
I'm trying to have a conversation, trying to get to know her, and she's
right.
steady in her phone. You know what I'm saying? And it was just annoying the hell out of me. And so I tried to get over it, you know, like, I'm thinking, like, I can give her another shot, give her another chance. And, you know, she seemed cool when we actually did talk. So, you know, we go home and, you know, we do the do.
Yeah, well, she had told us.
Yeah.
As soon as it's over, she rolls over and gets on her phone. And I'm like, who is she texting? Is she texting someone? Is she Instagramming that we just did it? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, so she's more into her phone than she is to me. So I said, forget it. I'm not calling this girl back.
What are you talking about? I wasn't texting, fool. I was looking at my face.
Wait, hold on. It's Kate?
You were looking at your face?
Yeah. I'm on the phone too. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You was looking at your face.
I was looking at my face.
What do you mean you were
not texting anybody?
Wait, what do you mean you were looking at your face like
Yeah, want to know. Explain it to us.
You know, I don't have mirrors on the ceiling, and I don't have a compact in my purse or right by my nightstand.
Oh. So you pick up your phone?
The mirror on my phone.
You were just looking at your face? Is that it, Kate?
Yeah, you know how you have the camera on your phone, and if you can reverse the camera where it points to you.
But why, after we have sex, are you picking up your phone?
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I definitely do the same exact thing, Kate. I use my phone camera as a mirror to see what I look like. Right after sex,
you're going to check your hair?
Well, that makes sense. She just met you. She wants to still look good. If she has, like, mascara on her face or something, she's just checking to make sure she looks okay.
I know, right? She obviously looked good enough.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying I get it.
But who does that? As soon as you're done, you go pick up your phone? Why?
Okay, so you were basically looking at yourself in the phone mirror.
Yes.
How did you look?
I think I looked all right.
Okay. Good. She was just making sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say that to... I mean, Ryan, did you ask her, but did you say, who are you texting?
I did. She was like, oh, it's nothing. It's no one. I'm just looking at my phone right now. Right after sex, though?
I mean, things get messy. Maybe you want to make sure you look good.
Exactly. You know, I'm trying to make sure I'm still prepared for the moment.
I would be all right with that if the whole date you wasn't on your phone. So you was looking at your mirror the entire date?
Yeah.
Were you looking at your mirror the entire date, Kate?
I don't think it was the entire date. But, you know, a girl wants to make sure she looks pretty.
So, Kate, every time you looked at your phone, that's what you were doing? You weren't texting anybody else?
Right.
So your mirror has notification.
You know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, let me pull up my phone here. Isn't it like?
You just pulled up your mirror.
It's not. I guess it is like a mirror image because it. I thought
of
it was like.
Of course it is. You've never done that.
But
before?
I thought it was like the opposite. But no, I don't. I mean, I'm not that vain, Megan.
I mean, it's not about being vain. It's about saying, hey, I don't have a mirror. Maybe I have some food in my teeth, or maybe my mascara or my eyeliner is running. That's all it's about. It's not being like, oh, how good do I look right now?
All right, I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah.
I flip my camera and I'm looking at my phone right now, and I have to tell you this.
What?
I look good.
Oh, my God. Yuck.
Dude, I mean, I guess that could be legit.
It could be legit if you do it once or twice, but an entire date and then right after sex.
Girls tend to be a little more, you know, we're a bit more self-conscious about how we're looking. And so,
especially on a first date.
Let me ask you this, Ryan. Would you be interested, now that you know she wasn't texting anyone your sexploits, would you be interested in maybe going out with her again if she looked at her phone a little less during the date?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if we can actually go out and your phone isn't always in your face or you're always checking your phone, I wouldn't mind going out with her again. I mean, I do like her.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Kate, next time just go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. Yeah. Avoid this whole situation.
I think that'll work out a little bit better.
All right, Kate, so you'll go out with Ryan again, too?
Yeah. I just don't want him jumping to conclusions about things.
Yeah.
I get it. All right. Hang on, you two. Listen, we'll pick up the tab for dinner, too. We'll find a nice place, and we'll get you an Uber, and we'll send you guys out. That'll be great. You know what I just thought of? You know what people are going to start doing, probably?
What?
Instead of mirrors on the ceiling, they just could put the iPad on the ceiling with the reverse camera.
What are you filming, Mark?
No, you're not filming. Just using it as a mirror.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess...
yeah, right.
I guess you could live stream, too.